an assembly hearing, Alex Camarda with the government reform group Reinvent Albany admonished lawmakers. He told them he's disappointed that they failed to act on measures to change the way billions of dollars in state contracts are solicited and awarded, even though several of Governor Cuomo's former associates are facing federal trials on corruption charges next year.
In fact, the legislature did not pass any legislation despite state economic development programs being engulfed in the biggest bid rigging scandal in state history.
Among those on trial, a former top aide to the governor and the former head of the State University of New York's nanotech science program. Reinvent Albany and other groups are seeking several changes. One would reinstate the state controller's oversight over economic development contracts. That authority was taken away in a measure proposed by Cuomo and agreed to by the legislature back in 2012. Another would create a database of deals. It would list the status of all of the state's economic development contracts and measure how successful they've been. Camarda, speaking after the hearing, says that it's not rocket science. He says two media organizations were able to collect and compile the data using the Freedom of Information Law.
The state has no transparency in terms of being able to look up individual companies or entities and find out what they get in the totality of state economic development benefits. There's no website that does that. There have been some that have been created by the press, but they're point-in-time snapshots. They are not updated routinely.
Cuomo has proposed his own reforms. He wants to set up a special inspector general's office within his own administration to keep an eye on contracts. Critics, however, say any watchdog entity needs to be independent of the governor. Cuomo's bills did not advance in the legislature. At the hearing, the chair of the Assembly Committee on Economic Development, Robin Schimminger, said that he backs the reforms and that they were approved by his committee earlier this year.
As the old saying, you're preaching to the choir. You're looking at members of the Economic Development Committee here. And not a single one of those bills, proposals that you mentioned have been blocked in our committee.
But the measure stalled. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, as well as the leader of the state Senate, John Flanagan, expressed support for the bills last spring, but they ended the legislative session without voting on them. Camarda says advocates plan to make the reforms a major focus in the new session, which begins in January.
It's an election year. There's going to be the trials. All the good government groups are going to be advocating for this. We're not going away.
He says the legislature should not approve any more money for economic development projects until the process becomes more transparent. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.